imagine that most amount of devotees exist in India, but could you tell me the percentage of devotees in different countries like America or in England or France, and because it is very much worldwide, and what are your goals and what would you like to spread the message around the world?
We are trying so much, and Swamiji before me, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Prabhupada, he also tried from India, and then they are trying. But even Mahabharata Yuddha was there in India, very great war in India also. So generally the people are like sense gratificators, no? And they are not realizing our motive of Gita and Bhagavata, that we are all in one family, and that is why they are doing so. So everywhere in world we have some devotees here and there, whole world, but they are in few in number against the worldly population, very few. So some are following, but almost all are not following. So there is no solution. But if whole world one day will follow this principle that we are all brothers, sisters and all in one family, then very easily whole world will be very peaceful.
Thank you. Are there any questions from anybody else here? Another question from Lamadini. What is the difference within Christianism and your philosophy?
I think that there is no so much difference between Christianity and our this philosophy, prem philosophy, love and affection philosophy. Because they believe in God also. We also believe in God. God means G-O-D. G means generator, generator of this whole world, universe. O means obstructor,
operator,
who operates, manages everything. And D, destructor. Destructor means here, not destructor, but this body, which is not we. Anyhow, he takes that, but we think that he is destructor, but not destructor. So he is of kind also. So those who have the power to do like this, in a second he can create no lakhs and lakhs of worlds, and again he can make it. He is called God. Jesus was never declared that I am God. I am son of God. He went to India, and in his very young age, and he traveled so many holy places of India. He went to Vrindavan, he went to Ayodhya, he went to Kashi, Varanasi, and he went to Jagannath Puri. You have heard about Jagannath Puri, and there Krishna is called Krishna. And nearby in South India, they called him Krishna. So he liked this name, and he told that, oh, he is my father, Krishna. And then he returned back, and he began to chant and remember and to follow the principles of Krishna. And anyhow, this word was not pronounced in good way. He used to call Krishna. Like Krishna, then Krishna, and from Krishtu, Christus, then Christ, again. So Christ is for Krishna, because he has so much love and affection for whole beings. That is why he is called Father. We also think Supreme Personality of Krishna should be so high class of lover. So we think that Krishna is very rasik. Rasik means full of dealings. So, but there is something difference that they don't think nowadays than fishes, cows, bullocks, chickens, and all these trees and creepers, not life. They think that whole things have been created for our sense gratifications. But we know that all the beings in this world, even grasses, trees, creepers, ants, animals, birds, everything has some life. And that is called soul. This soul is non-difference with Krishna or Christ. All are son and daughter. So we have so much mercy for all living entities. And we have no hinsa.
No envy.
Envy or no aggressive mood. So, but they don't. They can take coughs, very little coughs, cows. They can drink, they can eat meats and eggs. If they are taking eggs, why they are eggs, you know? Then why they don't take the eggs of their mothers? In mother there is egg. And why they don't take? So, they should know that all have life. And we should not destroy them. We have no power to create anyone. So we are not qualified to destroy anything.
Thank you for the philosophy. In my profession, I'm a chiropractor. And chiropractor. In our philosophy, as Palmer, Dr. Palmer, traveled many times around the world too. And the philosophy is the innate intelligence within us, which is the soul or the nature, and the universal intelligence. The innate intelligence within us is just a part of the universal intelligence, which is God. And as you say, there's an innate in the plant, there's innate in the dogs, animals, because if you plant an apple seed, it's going to be an apple tree. So an intelligence develops that. So we...
Who get this power in that seed? Who get?
The Almighty.
But power has some shape.
Yes.
And their shape is eternal. He's so beautiful, lovely and attractive. So, he has created this world. We have not created. So try to love all whole universe. Then you can.
Another question from Nadini. If you will get to speak to Mr. Clinton, President of the United States, what will you tell him?
I think he's a very good person. But he wants that in whole world there should be peace. And we honor him like this. But we know that there are so many drawbacks in him. As a general person has so many drawbacks and weaknesses. Oh, he's so lusty that he cannot control his lust. And even a girl boy, office girl, oh, he can do anything with her. And there were so much court cases and so many things going on. So we think that if he believes in God, he should try to love all things, and he should be so liberal. He should not think that, oh, I am only of America and we should do welfare of only America, but he should do like our Gandhiji for whole world. And especially he should know that we are part and parcel and eternal servant of Krishna in this world. We have divided this world in so many parts, but Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, has. He has not divided America, India, Asia, Eurasia, Australia. Now we are doing part four and visa. Anyone cannot come to America, especially without passport and visa and so on. Why all these things? So he should be liberal. But I know that he cannot be liberal, so.
Thank you very much. I would like to finalize this, and I would like to do some final words from you. If there are any other questions from anybody here, we can submit this now. Okay, I want to finalize. I just want to say again that we're happy to have you here, and we believe we have paradise here on earth, and we hope you come back soon, and we would like to put this on television broadcast so more people would listen
to
you.
Maui. We are going to Maui in 1 week.
Maui in 1 week.
We have a big program there for 7 days.
For 7 days.
All our rockers will be going on.
Okay. That's fine. So I'd like you to finalize the last message for us. And again, aloha and mahalo.
Finally, I want to tell something that whether we know or not know, the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead is so powerful. If you are not seeing Supreme Personality of Godhead, but even praying that, oh Father, give me bread and butter, we should be happy in this world. He hears it. And he is so merciful that he sprinkles his mercy. You are praying or not praying, it is not matter. He knows everything, and always he sprinkles mercy like rain showers. So we practice this thing that we should chant the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This name is so powerful, more than fire, that if you are putting your fingers and hands in fire, knowingly or unknowingly, it will burn. Similarly, if you know or not know, you are chanting Hare Krishna, the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead, oh, it will burn all your unfavorable things, your ignorance, your everything, and offenses, and it will give you his love and affection, and thus very soon you can be happy forever.
Thank you very much. I would like to ask you just one final question. Now, in the hierarchy of the Krishna movement, are you considered the supreme leader at this time, or what is your position?
In the tradition of Krishna consciousness, are you the leader, the supreme leader?
I think I'm not a leader, not a great kind of saint, or everything knower. I know that I'm simply a devotee, simple devotee. I want to practice this, what I told you, and to preach in this whole world that only by practicing these things, we can be happy forever. So I'm not a high class of preacher or any saint or anything. Very simple practitioner of Bhakti Yoga.
Mahalo and aloha to you.
Also, aloha. Aloha. Oh, Hare Krishna to you. I'm very happy. Very happy. Thank you all. And you also to your whole group. Also to my elder brother. What name?
John.
Oh, Mr. John. He is my like elder brother. Yes. Here is better, all devotees here.
Oh, always you should see that we are all in one family.
No? Of Mahaprabhu family. Your Prabhupada was only member of this.
And we were preaching the mission of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was not different from this line. He has accepted Guru Parampara. But Guru Parampara, from Brahma to up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We shouldn't think that we are different. We are all in one group. We should try to help each other. Now you should play.
Nityananda Sri Advaita
Radha Shiva Sari Radha Sundara Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Siya Vaisa Radha Shiva Sari Radha Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sari Sagasunda Chaitri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sari Gavatunda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sari Gavatunda
Krishna Prema Pradayate
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tati Gurave Gaura Chandra Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo Perhaps today is Ekadasi and you are all observing. We should surely observe this Ekadasi. We should not take grains or anything prepared by grains. Any kind of grain. We eat barley, corn, or any chicks or anything. Very strictly we should try to follow all these things. If you are observing Ekadasi, chanting Hari name, hearing Hari Katha in high class of association, always being in high class of devotees, doing any kinds of limbs of bhakti. Among nine, we will not fall down. Never, never. But sometimes we be weak by Maya, by Kali Yuga, and we cannot follow, and that is why we fall down. But any case, we should not forget to chant, remember, and follow Ekadasi. Even you are weak, but strongly try to follow all these principles. You know that once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri with his all associates, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and all Swamini Nityananda Prabhu, all thousands of devotees. One day at the time of Ekadasi, all were whole night doing kirtan, remembering and hearing Hari Katha, not sleeping for a moment, and they began to do kirtan and so many things. In the meantime, the pandas of Jagannath Puri, they brought so many paraphernalia of very delicious and sweet Mahaprasadam. Oh, so much. And they kept in front of Mahaprabhu and devotees. It has been told in all the epics, Purans and everywhere, that when you will receive Mahaprasadam, at once you should take it without a delay, any delay, a moment of delay, you should take it. So they brought to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu saw Mahaprasadam, he became so happy. It was like evening, 8, and he began to pray, O Mahaprasadam, in various ways. And doing parikrama, whole night, praying, oh, so many shlokas from Shastra, and explaining them. Then Mahaprabhu, Mahaprasad, even taken by hawks, pigs, crow, dogs, oh, it remains even Mahaprasad, so powerful. So we should not dishonor, we should take. If it is rotten even, dry even, it has brought from so many faraway places, even we should try to honor. So whole night he prayed like this. and when it became morning, he went to sea, taking bath and returned with his all associates. And then he told that we should now divide it and we should eat. So, on the day of Ekadasi, we should try to honor Ekadasi, not to take anything, any grain or any paraphernalia made by that. So, if we were doing honoring this Ekadasi, she is the mother of Krishna Bhakti, Krishna love and affection. If you are not falling, Krishna Bhakti never will come. Never, never, never. So we should try to follow. If you are young and strong, you can do fast whole day. Not taking anything, grain or water or anything. Even fruits and vegetables and nothing. No juice. But you are not so much strong, old, too old, or sick or anything, then you can take very little anything, fruit or juice or milk or anything. But don't try to take it so many times, so much.